Paul, what can you tell us about the status of Dustin Byfuglien?
Well, he's out. He's going to be a while. So we'll give you probably the next day. It won't be till after the All-Star break. And then there'll be a window there, but no surgery, just a flesh wound, and he'll be out for a while.
Was it his ankle or his knee? Can you go into detail?
Well, I could, right?
But you won't.
Very well done, yeah. Lower body.
Okay. What about Tyler Myers today?
He's fine. Right. So just a maintenance day for him.
Will you take anybody at Edmonton with you? Or?
Yeah, should we look into that later today?
Okay. And I guess last cut on that timeline, Joe Morrow.
Joe goes back in.
Hasn't played for obviously a month or so. How does he approach that?
Well, we've had that conversation, and he wants back in, right? And I really have liked. I mean, Dimitri might have been the one good spot we had going last night. I like where Dimitri is, so there wasn't an opportunity for Joe. But I mean, I think a conversation that we might have had 3 days ago with, there's going to be an opportunity at some point. And so he's worked hard. You do all the things that you want to do, and then you get back in that lineup. And when Dustin returns, if everybody healthy, certainly somebody's going to come out. But it doesn't mean it has to be you.
In that third period yesterday after Dustin went down, you did split the Morrissey-Trouba pairing, right? Is that something that you can see going forward doing? Or?
Only if we need to. We got other options that we would get to. That was more of splitting ice time, right? We're and I'm not talking about getting our minutes, right? We just didn't want to run four only. A group of two and a group of three. So we didn't want to go to a four-man rotation. You go to a pure five, then you're splitting everybody up.
Mason Appleton was sort of filling in, I guess, on D today, and Brendan Lemieux was in that fourth line. Yeah. Is that maybe a sign of what might be happening tomorrow?
You could read that, yeah. We'll see.
Mason not playing D.
Possibly. He's not playing defense tomorrow. Well done. You guys are bloodhounds. You are on it.
You talked a little bit last night about maybe not running. I don't know whether you were being serious about it, but the way the practice was run the other day and them not being totally ready to skate as hard as they would. Did you have to do something differently today? Is there something message you need to get to try to get them?
No, so it's happened to us probably twice last year. It happened to us at Columbus at home. We lost 5-2 early, and then, I think we lost two home games for the next 3 or 4 months. That's our foundation is speed. We can play fast, and if we don't, we're not going to win many hockey games. It's not an issue in terms of worrying that it's a trend, but it's got to be addressed right away because it is absolutely the most important thing that happens with our hockey club, the pace that we play at. So that's why the practice was the way it was today. It was really fast. Not a lot of grinding, not a lot of five-man drill, but we need speed, and we need speed and structure. And there's almost, when you look at that game last night, there's no point in talking about the mistakes or the structure mistakes because everything, the foundation for everything for us is speed.
Paul, any sense of your starting goaltender tomorrow night?
No, I haven't decided yet, in truth. They'll know that by dinner time tonight.
Just one more on, just to clarify on Byfuglien. So did you say after, by the All-Star game, you'd reevaluate things, or that he could actually be ready to play after the All-Star game?
No, that would be at the very early end, earliest part of the window, but the window would open. I don't know what it's going to look like in 2 or 3 weeks. But I guess what I was saying is don't ask me till after the All-Star break was kind of the point.
It's got a big picture, and I know you don't really like going down this road a lot, but 2018
but
comes to an
end. Ask
I
anyway.
Am, because it's not a game day.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
obviously, you get to the Final Four last year. You didn't win it all, but you are first on your side right now. 2018, pretty good for this hockey club, continuing to go in the right direction that you like?
For sure, especially being the age that we're at, we feel that we're coming into a window now of having a strong team. So we still have an awful lot of work to do. We got halfway to the goal. That would be the learning process that I think the team needs to go through. That as good as that year was, that was halfway. And there's a lot of work that goes into being able to cross the other half of the line. Or you look at, you know what, this is true of both sides. The 2-3 teams in each playoff round are going to play really, really good teams, so it's not a guaranteed. But the year 2018 for our team was a really solid step forward.
Paul, are you getting tired of facing teams that are maybe coming in desperate looking for a win? Because this will be your third straight game now facing a team that's on a bit of a losing streak.
No, that's this month especially. Anybody on the outside now is going to fight like playoff hockey right to the All-Star break, and then it shifts again after the All-Star break because there's a new pecking order at that point, and there will be some teams by the end of February that almost fall off. They trade away some players. They become very dangerous as well because the pressure comes off them. But, no, we're getting this for the rest of this month.
Paul, is the weight, and I don't want to mitigate Dustin's injury or the effect right. it has on the lineup, but has the weight, and you've been here for a while now, so is the way that this team responds to that and the depth that is on this team, how has that changed? Because it seems like in the locker room it's always just next man mentality and all that sort of thing. I'm sure that's always the case, but how much has the depth in this team allowed for the injuries to these players not to be as devastating, I suppose?
Well, I'd look at that kind of through two windows, because the first time we saw it was actually 4 years ago when we made the playoffs for the first time, and we played San Jose one night at home with five defensemen out of our lineup and lost very late in that game. So I think there's a good solid structure there. What's different about this time is just look on our right side. You had Tyler Myers and Jake Trouba would both very much like to play 25 minutes a night, and they're going to get an opportunity down. So even when Dustin went down earlier, and we had Morrissey and Trouba playing 28 minutes a night, we have players that really, and they can handle it. They can take it. It makes it, you know, it's a challenge over the course of the regular season. I'm not saying keep them happy, but give them what they want to improve to drive their game, the minutes. And then what you like about it is if you get to the playoffs, then you've got a back end that understands, you know, 17, 18 minutes of playoff hockey is heavy. So we've got players stepping in, and so coaches will always say it's the opportunity, right? They get an opportunity. Well, that's a nice idea, but when you have players that are capable of carrying that opportunity, that that's something that they're capable of, then you have a chance to survive. But we're going to miss the guy for sure in almost every facet of your game: size, physicality, offense, zone time. If it gets a little wobbly out there, calming a game down, you miss them. But we've got other men that can do a piece of what Dustin does. Maybe not the combined package, but they can all do a piece of it.
And just this might be more for Pascal, but maybe you have an update. Do you know Tucker Pullman's status these days? I know he's been out with a concussion with the Moose. Is he even skating yet at this point?
So I do know his status, but I'm not sure that I'm releasing that. Right, so he's in the protocol. He's had moments where he's felt better, but we've been really patient with this one. And anytime he has a minor headache, he's not skating, so he's not ready to play.
Just unfortunate.
No, so it will absolutely not be him.